Welcome to the Saddle Hunter Podcast, your best resource for saddle hunting secrets, strategies, and stories. Now, here are your hosts, Scott and Greg.
What is going on, Saddle Hunters? Welcome to the first ever Saddle Hunter Podcast. I am so excited to finally be doing this podcast. Scott and I have been talking about this for a long time and planning and thinking and making notes and trying to figure the best way to do it, and now it is here and the Saddle Hunter Podcast is a thing. Scott, how's it going, man?
It's going great. I'm just sitting here with a smile on my face because I'm happy we're getting this off the ground.
I know, right? I mean, we've been talking about this, what, for a couple months now?
Yeah, a couple months, and this is just the start of bigger and better things, and I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, I really am too. You know, I think the Saddle Hunter community is kind of at this place right now where it's ready to blow up. I could just see it happening where it could go mainstream, and hunters around the country can finally maybe learn how wonderful of a system it is.
Yeah, I absolutely agree. I think we just have to keep getting the word out, because the biggest hold up for a lot of people getting into saddle hunting is they don't really know what to do.
I couldn't agree more. I mean, half the time when I talk about it, people look at me like a deer in the headlight. They're like, what's a saddle? You know, what the heck does that even mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, I completely agree. It's nobody's heard of it.
Yeah, I mean, there's that old joke. If you've been around with the tree saddle long enough, most people ask you what that camo diaper is.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, I've been asked about the camo diaper more than once. Actually, a game warden asked me about the camo diaper one time, so that was interesting.
Yeah, but they don't know what they're missing out on. So that's the whole point of this, is to let people know how we hunt and how it can benefit them.
Yeah. So saddle hunters, listeners, what we will be talking about throughout the Saddle Hunter Podcast, we're going to cover things like platforms and climbing methods and how to be safe in a saddle, some tips and techniques for being comfortable, interviews and all kind of things. But basically, this is all things saddle hunter, right, Scott?
Yeah, we're going to start out with the basics, and we're going to open it up eventually to let some of our users have some ideas of stuff they want us to talk about. And we're just going to, like I said, keep getting the information out there and cover whatever everybody wants to hear and learn about.
Yeah, exactly. And we're going to try to keep it interesting and try to keep it focused on things that can make you guys a better saddle hunter. Lord knows I need to be a better saddle hunter. Just this morning, I had an encounter with a very, very nice buck for our area, and I blew it. I tried to get him on camera, and he saw me moving the camera, and it was it. So I think if I had maybe used some of the saddle hunting techniques that we'll talk about, like hiding behind the tree a little bit better. Mm-hmm. For instance, that's one of the techniques that saddle hunting provides hunters that can make you a much more successful sportsman. But if I had done that, I think I'd be freezing venison right now.
Yeah. It's good timing that you mentioned that, because you and I have been talking about filming quite a lot lately. And I'm just going to drop a little tease for everyone that we are working on our Saddle Hunter TV YouTube channel. So we're slowly getting that off the ground, but there should be a lot more information coming up on that in the future. But you and I, we're just normal guys. We're just out there hunting, trying to bag the big one. And I think a lot of people out there can relate to that. And the saddle gives us an advantage. Lots of advantages, actually. We'll get into all of that. But I'm not going to sit here and claim to be one of the best hunters in the country. I mean, I hunt in one of the densest states in the country, in New Jersey. I don't even have bucks like a lot of people throughout the country have to hunt. But I just love hunting. I love the challenge, and I love trying to get the biggest bucks I can around here.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think, you know, hunters can relate to that. There's, you know, most of us don't live in big buck country. Most of us don't live in areas where we can have a realistic opportunity to pope a young animal every single year. But the saddle, you know, in my opinion, gives you the best possible advantage to maximizing your hunting opportunities and connecting with the biggest deer in your area. But we, like you said, Scott, we will get there. For those of you that maybe are brand new to saddle hunting, or maybe you just clicked on this podcast just to try to figure out what it is, Scott, why don't you give us like a basic big brushstrokes cloud level overview of what saddle hunting is.
Most people know of hunting as either sitting on the ground or sitting in a tree stand. You can go back to your old permanent tree stands that were built out of wood. You can have ladder stands. You can have hang on stands that you hang before the season, or the lone wolf style hang on stands have gotten really popular because they're so much lighter, so people will hang and hunt them. Well, what we can do with the saddle is we can basically cover all of that with one piece of equipment. If you want to hunt off the ground, you can hunt off the ground in your saddle, standing on the ground, hanging off a tree, hiding behind it. If you want to have multiple locations set up, you can set them up with either screw-in steps if you're allowed, or climbing sticks, and you can go in and hunt that tree, and you never have to worry about someone stealing your actual tree stand because you're wearing your saddle on your back as you go in. Well, ladder stands are the same concept, and hang and hunt, you want to take your climbing sticks or whatever climbing method you choose to use. I can't wait to get to that podcast because that might have to be multiple podcasts. We've got so many climbing methods now, but there's nothing better than a saddle for going to hang and hunt, because whatever tree stand you want to compare it to, my saddle with all of my ropes is between 3 and 4 pounds, so nothing is going to compare to that. So we got your saddle, whatever climbing method you use, you just climb up the tree and you use your tether to hook up to the tree. The tether is just a rope or some sort of webbing, and then you have a platform that you're going to stand on the tree. And again, that's another episode. There's lots of different style platforms you can use, but it's really, the concept is very simple. You're just hanging off the tree, standing on a platform, and you're able to move around the tree because you're not limited to one fixed side of the tree like you are in a tree stand.
Yeah. And so the saddle is really kind of a mashup of the arborist industry, you know, tree pruners, tree removers, arborists, and also kind of the mountain climbing community, rock climbing community. And these saddles that we're talking about are basically a smash up of an arborist saddle and a rock climbing harness. You have all the safety of a rock climbing harness with kind of some of the comfort and features built in from the arborist side of the house. And some smart people figured out a way to convert that into a hunting system, and now there's a community, saddlehunter.com, that is rallied around this type of hunting, and we are exploring and discovering ways to make it better. So that's what this podcast is about, and I am so excited to be able to see what this is gonna turn into.
Yeah, and one of the coolest things for me since I started the forum is to see the people come out of the woodwork that are actually already using saddles. Like, obviously, if you're looking into saddle hunting, you know about John Eberhardt. He's been hunting out of a saddle for 30 or 40 years at this point, using the Anderson tree sling. But we're starting to get people come to the forum that have been using these custom homemade saddles that they've been building, and they've been using them for 30 years. And it's just really cool to have a community where we can have all of these people with all of this knowledge putting it all together and just keep pushing forward. We're innovating every day. We're coming up with new ideas to try to make things more efficient and just better for everybody. And it's just so much fun and so cool to watch.
Yeah, I completely agree. It is a ton of fun to tinker around with these things. So we kind of talked about what this podcast is going to be, Scott. But why don't we kind of move over or move along and maybe introduce ourselves. People know who we are. Scott, where are you from? What do you do for a living? Are you married? You have kids? Who are you, Scott?
Yeah. So, let's see. I work in a hospital. I'm a medical physicist, and I obviously my passion
sounds pretty fancy. That's way better than me. I'm just a simple soldier. You're a physicist? Oh my.
Yeah. Well, I went to a lot of school. I put my time in, so I gotta make money to pay for all these gadgets that we like buying and fooling around with.
Yeah, that's true.
But basically, my passion is bow hunting deer. I've been hunting since I could walk with my dad. We did a lot of pheasant and quail hunting when I was a kid. We used to do a lot of muzzleloader hunting in the winter, and then as I got older into my teenage years is when I started bow hunting with my dad. And I'll never forget the first deer I shot with a bow. It was a doe, and I couldn't have been more proud. Actually, we didn't even have to track it because my dad was hunting probably 100 yards away, and it went and died right on his trail walking out. But that was just so cool. And then my first buck with a bow was a basket six-pointer. But again, that's another one I'm proud of because I was 17, could just drive, drove over all by myself, went out, hunted, came home. My dad got home from work, and there I am with my buck. So those are just some memories of growing up that I'll never forget.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. So me, I'm Greg on the forum. You're going to hear us talk about the forum quite a bit, and that is saddlehunter.com. That is the forum that we are members of that Scott started a few years ago. And was that 2014, Scott? Is that right?
Yeah, February of 2014.
Yeah, 2014. Scott started the forum, and it has grown really fast. And so
I checked the other day, we're over 1,650 members now.
Oh, wow. That's crazy. So when you guys hear us talk about the forum, that's what we're referring to is saddlehunter.com. But a little bit about me. So I am G2 Outdoors on the forum, and I'm originally from Pensacola, Florida, or Panama City, Florida, but the panhandle of Florida. We moved around a little bit in the panhandle, but I stayed there until I went to college. I went to college in Virginia, and, you know, I grew up hunting. I grew up bow hunting, and I probably started bow hunting when I was 12 or 13. But always hunted, always fished, and did everything outdoors with my dad and my uncles, and so that was really just kind of a part of our lives. I really fell into bow hunting when I went to college. I went to college in Virginia at Liberty University, and we weren't allowed to have rifles in the dorm rooms for obvious reasons. But I was allowed to have a bow. I was able to keep it in my vehicle. So for 4 years, the bow stayed in the back of my truck in the cab, and it would come out when I needed to. But for the most part, it lived in the back of my truck, and I just absolutely fell in love with bow hunting. And I pretty much bow hunted almost exclusively from 2001 until about 2012. I started doing a little bit of gun hunting then, but really the bow was my thing. And then in 2009, I joined the military. I joined the Army, and that's when I really kind of found the saddle. It was basically out of necessity because I was moving frequently, and I didn't want to lug around all kind of stuff into public land. When I grew up hunting private land, it was okay to set stands ahead of time and have ladder stands. And like you talked about earlier, Scott, the climbers and lock-ons and all of those things, because we didn't worry about people stealing them or having to lug them in and out every single hunt. So once my situation changed and I had to start considering those things, buying all of my own stuff and not using my dad's stuff anymore, and worried about people stealing my hunting stands from the woods, and worried about giving away my spots in the woods by leaving a climber or a lock-on or a ladder stand around. All of these things started getting me curious about saddle hunting, or not necessarily saddle hunting, but I was curious about a better way to do all of this stuff, and that's kind of when I started doing some research on the net and found the Trophy Line Tree Saddle. That was my first experience with it in 2009.
Right.
And that's probably similar for a lot of folks. Scott, you actually were saddle hunting from a young age, right?
Not myself, but I grew up very accustomed to it because my dad had an Anderson tree sling. And when I was a kid talking about some of those gun hunts, he actually used to hang in the tree behind me. Because at least in our state, there had to be, for a certain period when you were a youth, you had to be accompanied by an adult. So we would go out, I would actually skip school on the first one of the doe days, and my dad would come out in the tree and he'd hang behind me, and we'd sit out there all day on the shotgun doe days. And so the saddle concept was, I was always used to it. But like I said, the Anderson tree sling around in the 80s, that was really the last I'd heard about it or knew about it. So for me, when I got out of grad school was when I started getting really heavy back into bow hunting. That would have been in 2008. And then one of the first books I read was Bow Hunting Pressured Whitetails by John Eberhart. And when he talked about the tree saddle, I was like, I have to have one of these. Because after I got out of grad school, I moved in with my wife. I moved to a different part of the state from where I grew up, which in hindsight was a blessing for me because, you know, if you're hunting all the areas you are accustomed to, you kind of fall into patterns. So we had, if it wasn't just a permanent stand or a spot we would hang a stand every year, we were hunting the same general areas where I grew up. But moving to a completely new area forced me. I had to learn how to hunt differently. And using the saddle, it fit right into that because I would go out, I would set up a tree. I wouldn't set up one tree. I'd set up like 5 or 10 trees, but it gave me the ability to move around, to observe deer in different areas, to learn their patterns. I wasn't just stuck in one spot. And from that moment on, I was hooked. That was the first thing that got me going. And then all of the other benefits that we'll talk about, such as hiding behind the tree, shooting 360 degrees, that stuff just kind of fell into place for me after that.
Kind of talking about your first experience with your dad and the Anderson tree sling, I was trying to think of how I stumbled across the saddle for the first time. And to be honest, I think it was on a different forum on the internet, and I think maybe I saw a picture or something, and I was like, whoa, what is that? I have to learn about that thing. And honestly, I dove in with both feet, and I kind of went nuts about it, and I really, really, really enjoy everything about saddle hunting. I enjoy the DIY aspect of it. I enjoy the fact that it's kind of a niche thing, and I enjoy introducing people to it. So there's just so many benefits, like you said, Scott, that of saddle hunting kind of over or versus the traditional equipment that most hunters are used to. That, you know, I fell in love with it and wanted to do it, you know, that I wanted that to be the style of hunting that I was going to do for a long time. And like I said, that was in 2009 when I first discovered it. And I have hunted out of a few tree stands since. It took me probably three or four seasons before I totally converted over. But, I don't hunt in any traditional equipment unless I'm hunting with a friend or on a certain hunt where I can't do it, where I physically can't do it. But if it's at all a possibility, I'm hunting out of my saddle.
Yeah, exactly. I think this will be my fifth year without even hunting out of a regular tree stand. I can tell you the last three times I hunted out of a regular tree stand, I had bought a Lone Wolf hand climber because I thought I needed to use it in a place where I do a management hunt. And then I think I might have used it like three times, and then I found out I was allowed to use my tree saddle, and I've never touched the climber since. And I shot two does back-to-back nights on a Friday and Saturday night out of one of my friend's stands that was set up in a good spot for during our winter bow season in January. And that was just convenient. I was actually able to get there after work. It was a short walk. But that was, I think that was 2012. So besides that, I'd rather go hang in my saddle over somebody's permanent stance rather than actually hunt out of it now.
Yeah, it's funny you say that. I'm going on a quota hunt here on Fort Stewart in Georgia tomorrow, or not a quota hunt, but a special draw hunt on Fort Stewart military installation. And they're taking us into one of the impact areas where all the training occurs. They only open this spot up about three times a year. And I got lucky and was drawn to go on the hunt this year, and they put everyone in ladder stands. But I am going to take my platform and my saddle and hang on top of the ladder stand because I just don't want to sit in the ladder stand. I want to hunt out of my saddle. Plus, I got to try to get some points for Team One. You know, we do a hunting contest every year on the forum, and if I shoot a deer out of the ladder stand, it doesn't count. So I got to get those points and represent Team One.
You're absolutely right. I think you got a big fat zero right now.
I do. Thank you for bringing that up, Scott. I do have a big fat zero, and like I said this morning, I could have gotten on the board, but I blew it. You know, I blew it. So thank you for rubbing that in, adding some salt to that wound.
Yeah. Well, it happens, and just remember that it's times like that that make the times where you're successful that much more memorable.
Yeah. I'll keep telling myself that. Yeah.
But just on the note that you're saying you're going to bring your saddle in there, I don't even know if I could hunt out of a regular tree stand anymore. I feel like I would feel so handcuffed without the ability to move around like I do.
I know I would be bored. I mean, I got it. When you're hunting, the point is looking for deer. I understand that. But at the same time, when you're hunting with the saddle, I say this all the time on the forum when new guys are asking questions. I say, you know, don't underestimate the fun aspect of a saddle. It adds a flavor to your hunt that you just don't get with traditional tree stand equipment. It's fun to be able to move around the tree and to hang and to, you know, experiment with different positions for making yourself more comfortable. It's just a lot of fun.
Yeah, that's what the arborists and rock climbers do for fun. That's what we're doing.
Yeah, that's right. We're just combining it with an incredible hobby as well.
Yeah, I tell people all the time, and I have a different mentality. I don't sit still when I'm up in the tree. I'm constantly moving. Either my head is slowly turning from right to left. That'll cover 180 degrees, and then I'll slowly swing to the right and turn my head to the left, so that looks behind me, and then I'll slowly go back to the left and look back to my right. And that way, I am constantly looking in every direction around the tree, because even if you think you know where the deer are going to come, they always manage to sneak up where you don't expect them.
Yeah, isn't that the truth?
Yeah,
it's you're spot on, and you know, if I had been listening to that advice this morning, I think I would be a much happier person right now.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it happens. I told you about the time I got busted and a couple days into the season, and I felt stupid because this doe snuck up behind me. But when it's wet on the ground, it happens sometimes. That's why if I'm not constantly looking, they're amazing creatures. You can't get around that. That's why it's fun, the challenge of pursuing them.
Very true. If you were successful every time you went out, it would quickly get boring.
Yeah, exactly.
Yep, definitely. Well, Scott, I think we've probably hit the intros pretty good. We talked about who we are and why we enjoy saddle hunting, and what I'm most excited about is getting into some of these topics that you kind of mentioned earlier. And we're not going to do that now, folks. Saddle hunters, we're just kind of giving you the teaser of what this podcast is going to be about, but I'm really excited to talk about things like Scott mentioned, like platforms, which seems to be the Pandora's box of saddle hunting. What is the appropriate platform? You know, there are so many different options and so many different opinions, and I can't wait to talk about that and climbing methods and then some of the other things. Scott, what else are we going to talk about?
We're talking about safety and how to make sure you use your saddle safely. We're going to talk about a little bit more about the size advantages of the saddle over all the other hunting methods. We're going to talk about how you can use the saddle to hide yourself behind the tree and to keep yourself keep the tree between you and the deer, so you have camouflage or that extra pattern breaking you up all the time. And just anything else that pops up. I mean, if anyone on the forum hears this and you guys want to hear us talk about a topic, we're always open to suggestions, because that's what this podcast is going to be about. Introducing new people to saddle hunting and talking about things that that people in our community want to hear about.
Yeah, very well said. Very well said. And, you know, another thing I'm excited about is talking with some folks that are kind of leading the saddle industry, quote unquote, if you will. You know, we're gonna get John Eberhardt on here. We're gonna get some folks that have a lot of experience with saddle hunting and spread that knowledge to all you saddle hunters out there. So I am so excited about this. Now, Scott, if you don't have anything else, I'm gonna steal something from Stephen Ranella in the Meat Eater podcast. I'm a big fan of that podcast, and he always ends it with their closers. So, Scott, if you would, why don't you start us off and hit us with your final thought, your closer?
Saddle hunting is the best way to hunt, period. And that's just how I feel.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. Short, simple, and to the point. And you know, with that, we're going to go ahead and wrap up episode one, season one of the Saddle Hunter podcast. We are, again, so excited to get this started and get it kicked off. And Scott dropped a bomb right in the beginning of the podcast. I didn't know he was going to do that. But, yeah, we have some big, exciting things coming. We're working on Saddle Hunter TV, a YouTube channel. We're going to start putting out some original content focused on saddle hunting, obviously, and all of the tips and tricks to help you guys be better saddle hunters. So with that, we'll go ahead and end this first episode. And like Scott said, please let us know what you think about what we should do on the podcast. Send topics our way, send questions our way, reach out to us on the forum, and hit us up with your thoughts. And we cannot wait to make this one of the best podcasts that's out there. So that's it for me, Scott. I got to get up early because it's late and I have a 3:30 wake up to go on this special hunt. So I'm gonna get out of here.
I'm with you too. It's Friday night and I got an early appointment time in the tree tomorrow.
That's right. I hear you. So, Saddle Hunters, thank you so much for checking out the podcast, and we will catch you next time on the Saddle Hunter Podcast.